Welcome to the Gen Z Pod. I'm your host, Dia. If you're planning to make the most out of teenage while you can, then you're in the right place. On this show, we talk about all sorts of positivity, like motivation, productivity, and manifestation. This is going to be quite the journey, and I promise you're not going to want to miss it. Make teenage the best part of your life with me, Dia. Now let's begin. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome or welcome back to the Gen Z Pod. I'm your host, Thea. Today for the episode number 8, we are talking all about my life. It's kind of like a life update. Considering I haven't uploaded anything in like a month, I really needed to do this. And I'm going to be very casual. Nothing in this episode is scripted. I haven't even gone through what I want to speak about. Like, I just started recording. Also, guys, I just want to say that if you're interested in knowing where I've been about my exams, my mental health, my private life, then you can choose to hear the episode till the end, or you can go in between. Like, for this episode, I'm going to be very honest. I'm not forcing anybody to stay. Like, I don't care about the number of listens this gets or the number of impressions it has. It's okay. It's completely fine. Okay. Getting to the topic, if you haven't noticed, it's been more than 1 month since I uploaded an episode, and no, this time it's not my laziness. I've gotten my exams going on, although I've been constantly active on my podcast page, and oh my god, there are so many projects of that coming up too. But yeah, I've been constantly active there, and I told you guys a lot of times that I won't be able to record episodes, so I think that was pretty much known. But yeah, we're gonna talk about the page too, like even that's a very important aspect. Because literally so much has changed this month. I mean, I'm not in my city anymore, and that was like a one day plan. And then what else? Yeah, I'm not doing my internship anymore. There's just so much going on. I'm gonna start from the beginning. Yeah, okay, so I think my last episode was recorded on the 23rd of August. I didn't upload it, I know that, but yeah, that's when it was recorded. So that was the mental health and breakdowns episode. Now, it's not uploaded yet. I'm uploading this in between, and then I'll continue with the rest of the episodes. Actually, then it's not supposed to be the 8th episode. Yeah, oh my god, I'm so sorry. This is not the 8th episode, guys. But yeah, whenever it's coming out, so that's what's going on. And I had my exams, so to focus on them, I started my course just like 2 weeks prior, so I think it was really hard to get on with the course. I also quit golf mainly because it was very overwhelming for me. I mean, at that time I had Gen Z Pod, my internship, I had school and my exams coming up. I had so many things to do in my daily life. I took up so many responsibilities and projects for every day that it got a little hard to manage to, you know, wake up at 5 and go to play a sport. And at that time I did already go for football, so I could balance that out. But yeah, it was a nice experience, you know, going for some time. I think I went to golf for like a month or two, but yeah, it was a nice experience. But at least I figured out that that's none of my interests now. Yeah, so yeah, I quit on of golf. Then continuing with the rest of the things, I had my internship, it was going really well up until my mid exams exactly. So I think 8 days ago, which was the 8th of September, I got, like, it was a very impromptu plan to come to Ahmedabad, which is a city in India, which is not my home city. Like, I live in Jaipur, which is far away, and this is Ahmedabad. So, I mean, my grandparents live here, and I come here for 1 month every year, but this was very impromptu. Like, at first, the plan was to come here on the 18th of, September, but then I ended up coming here on 8th, and now I'm here for like a month or maybe more, probably more actually. I like to stay here for more. But yeah, I gave the rest of my exams here. I'm not really getting into details of why I came that early. I mean, I don't want you guys to know everything. That will be boring for you. It's not like I don't want to share. But yeah, so I came to Ahmedabad. I was so overwhelmed when I came. Like, the first few days, there's this festival called Ganpati. I did post about it on my page, so some of you might know about it. But it's celebrated in India, and it's about a god and stuff. It's just a festival, basically. And it lasts for up to 9 days. And in our house, we just celebrated for like 3 days. And the day I came and 4 days after that were consecutively celebrated for that festival. And that's why it was again super overwhelming. Like, I had to come, unpack, get dressed, get ready, make my schedule. I had literally done nothing. And the worst part is that for the first 2 days, I had none of my stuff here. Like, I had my clothes, but everything, like my diaries, my planners, my notebooks for school, my books for school, everything was in Jaipur already. It was supposed to come in a parcel, which also got delayed a day. So that was pretty stressful because I had my exam literally 2 days after I came here, and it was of Hindi. I hadn't done any of the course, but yeah. So that was pretty stressful, like the first few days. But now I'm not in my internship anymore. Getting into that, I just felt overwhelmed in the internship. As I said, guys, I'm feeling overwhelmed of almost everything in the past few days, and I'm not answerable to anybody for that. I'm actually really happy that I figured out the fact that I don't need to pressurize myself, because that's not going to result in anything good. I mean, yeah, maybe if I work hard right now, it'll be good in the future. But if working hard means ruining my mental health, ruining my mental capacity for stress, then I better not take that option, right? So I just decided to quit on to the internship too. And plus, there were other problems in the internship too. I'm not getting in details. It was lovely though, like for what I worked, like I think for 2 months, it was lovely, and I'm still going to get my salary, and there is no personal problem with the person or with the internship, just myself, yeah. So that happened. I skipped my internship. Now, it's not like I'm completely, removing my interest from graphic designing, guys. That is literally not the thing. I mean, it may sound like I'm quitting on to the entire field, but I'm just quitting on that one internship. That does not mean I'm not applying to more 10 internships. I am doing all of that. I'm working on my resume. I'm working so hard on it, and I'm doing as many projects as possible. So yeah, I think I'm working on it already. But more importantly now, which is presently the 16th of September, today was my last exam of computers, and yeah, it feels really nice because I don't have my internship stress now. I don't have my exam stress now. I can finally put all my focus onto the things I love, like, graphic designing, but when it's in my own hands. One thing I've realized is that I do not like to work under an authoritative person. I mean, as an intern, I have to work under someone, but then that person might not be that authoritative if, you want to cope up with me. But yeah, that's what's going on. I've made such a productive schedule. I'm going completely according to my weekly planner, getting mental space, getting time to talk to my friends, getting time to watch Netflix, getting time for fitness, literally every single thing. And yeah, in the past 2 days, I've managed my schedule really nice. And now, today being the last day of my exams, it's going to be better now. So yeah, you're gonna see constant episodes, constant posts and stuff, everything on there. So just follow me if you haven't already. It's going to be a blast on the page, basically. I mean, I reached 500 followers in less than 2 months, like the first 2 months, and I consider that pretty huge because I've run few pages before, and no, it was not that quick. I mean, I love how the page is going. I love how the content is planned. I love everything about Gen Z Pod. I love everything about this podcast. And yeah, I mean, it has turned into a community. We've come so far. I mean, even in okay, I'm stuttering. That part of the episode is here, guys. I'm stuttering, and I'm not now I'm gonna complain about it. Yeah, that comes in every episode, doesn't it? But yeah, more importantly, we're gonna come to a part of the episode where I'm going to talk about the page as well, because again, a lot has changed. So yeah, okay, what else? I mean, there's so much. But I cannot put on to one thing. I think that's it about my life. Like, I mean, I've told you pretty much. I've been talking consecutively for like 9 minutes or something. Okay, I think we can get back on the page. Just wait a second. I'm gonna grab my diary where I've written down everything that I want to change on the podcast. Then we're gonna talk about it. Okay, so starting off with the posts of Gen Z Pod, the Instagram account. We are going to be posting about podcast promotions as we already do. There are going to be infographics and guides related to teenage. It's going to be fun in that field too, I guess. Then there are going to be illustrations. Now, I cannot give 100% assurance for this. I'm new to illustrations under graphic designing. So if I want to experiment, I might post something. Then we've got blog posts. As I said before, Gen Z Pod is also going to be a blogging community. Not a blogging community, my personal blog, but for the community. Yeah. And there are going to be giveaways. So we're at 500 right now. I'm going to host a giveaway for 500 too. The thing is, I'm just not sure it will be this week. So yeah, there's going to be a giveaway though. I mean, I hope you guys have fun participating. Then in Reels, you guys are going to see comedy and fun, relatable content towards teenage, dance and lip syncing. Now, this is not again sure. I mean, I want to go according to the trends and I love making Reels, but I'm still not 100% sure about it. So again, dance and lip syncing on songs and stuff, this is like a side thing. Yeah, I might do it. Now, new thing that I've started on Reels is mini vlogs and aesthetic vlogs. Like, you know, there's a big trend of it's the that girl trend, although I really don't like calling it that because that's a set image of how of what success means, which I believe is different for everybody, but there's this one limit which I don't like. So yeah, basically people make aesthetic vlogs of them going through a productive day, and yeah, there are very nice short and aesthetic ones. If you want to see some examples, you can go over to my account. I've already posted one or two. And then the last thing is tutorials and info. Again, not sure about this. New genre, might try, might not. Coming on to stories, I think everything is normal on stories. Yeah, I mean, trivia, episode updates, life updates, this is new. Then announcements, supports, and shoutouts. So also, guys, I wanted to say that if any of you have any account you'd like to, you know, get a shoutout for, so just drop a DM. I mean, I don't take anything for that in return. If you want your account to get supported, I will give you guys support. And the last thing is in the episodes, it's going to be as I've planned before, like on mental health, earning and stuff. I mean, I have so many episodes planned already, but there are also going to be collaborations and life updates from now on, so stay tuned for that. Is that it? I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. And lastly, guys, I wanted to say that I've been hosting this creative community meet for all podcast hosts that follow me, and I follow them. I realized, I think about 2 weeks ago, that I've already interacted with 75 podcast hosts and community owners ever since I started the page, which is in less than 2 months. And I felt like it would, you know, be hell creative, like hell of a creative moment if all of us get together. So I just hosted a meet for everybody in the community, in the, you know, podcast hosting community, something like that. So I've provided an invitation to everybody. It's going to be on this Sunday, which is going to be the 20th or maybe 19th, not sure, but yeah, of September. It's Sunday, and it was really hard to match the time zones because everybody, like literally there are people from UK, US, and these are just the big countries. There are people from small places as well, so it's really hard to, you know, just select from different time zones. And I mentioned GMT in the invitation, which is Greenwich Standard Time. So I mentioned that, of course, because that is like the Greenwich Meridian. So it's basically everybody can, you know, take out their country's time, nationality's time from the Greenwich time. And people got confused. They were literally like, hey, I'm from EST. Hey, I'm from IST. So how should I take out my time? It was really confusing though. I had to like literally go on the internet and search for people from Europe and US. But yeah. Okay, I'm talking so much, but there's literally so much. I mean, I love recording the podcast, guys. And with everything that's going on, I might not have gotten the time, but I've not forgotten about this. I mean, I just want to say, keep showing your support and we'll get somewhere, you know. We will get somewhere. This podcast will. So yeah, thank you so much for coming towards the end. You've heard this episode for 13 minutes and I think it might take like a minute or two. Keep showing your support, showering your love. A little about the next episode that's going to... Oh my god, my chair is moving, guys. There's nothing else. My chair. I'm sitting on a rocking chair, so it's moving. Yeah. Okay, that was so confusing. Oh my god, I need to get off this chair now. Anyway, guys, lastly, I wanted to talk a little about the next episode. So if you're a teenager hearing this and you want to find out a way for you to earn from home easily, considering this is going to be the time of winter break or, you know, like just the time after the exams for everybody. So if you are interested in that, make sure to tune in a very nice episode, which is upcoming. I think it might be the 9th one or the 10th one. So for you guys, for coming into your ears, it might take over a month. But still, just stay tuned for that one. It's going to be super duper special. And yeah, I think that's it. Stay tuned on the next two episodes to be about mental health. And love you guys. Keep showering your love and support. I've said that 2 times before. I'm irritating you guys now. Bye. I've forgotten how to do this.